fired up. Amen. Because now after the cross, there's 3 days later, victory came in. Amen. There's victory through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And in some of those teachings and some of those things, Jesus promised us an abundant life.
Right.
Who here wants some of that? Yeah.
Amen.
Now, men, think about this. Abundance doesn't mean you're going to get what you want. It just means you're going to get more of it. There's a lot of things we're going to be getting in abundance that may not be something we want. But if God is God, well, since God, not if, because He is. Since God is God, and all things work together for good to those who love Him
Amen.
And are called for His purpose, suck it up, baby. We're doing good.
Amen.
Amen. If you are in Jesus Christ, you're in a good place. If you ain't in, if you are not, or if you ain't in Jesus Christ, it's time to get in Him. Amen. It's time to hear His voice. Surrender your will to His will. Adjust your life to His word. And let me tell you, abundance will happen.
Amen.
Amen. It will happen to you. It's a promise from God. As that's what we're going to be talking about. The real life, your real life begins in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. The real abundance, the real joy, the real peace, the real kindness, the real fruit of the Spirit begins when you know Jesus Christ
Amen.
As your personal Savior. Amen. When you come to that spot, when you hear the call of God on your life, and you say, yes, God,
yes.
I want that. I want what you're offering.
Yes.
I trust you more than I trust myself. Your will is better than my will.
Amen.
And when you come to that understanding and you relax in Him,
I know.
Then all things, all, it doesn't mean that your situation is going to change, but you're able to endure it a little bit
Amen.
Better. Amen. It doesn't mean it's going to get easier. It means that you'll never be alone
Amen.
In the midst of your trial ever again. That to me is good news. That to me is great news. Jesus came to give us life. And only in Christ Jesus can anyone truly have their best life.
Amen.
Only as you know Him, only as you walk with Him, only as He grants you peace, joy, love, mercy, and that opportunity never to be outside of Him.
Amen.
You know, that opportunity doesn't mean that you won't get outside of Him, but you've got the opportunity now through Jesus Christ to be in Him,
Amen.
To be part of Him, to be part of His heart. Oh, I want to be the heart of God.
Amen.
I don't want to just hear the heart of God. I don't want to just know about the heart of God. When God's heart beats, I want to be moving to that rhythm.
Amen.
Amen. Where He calls, I want to go. Where He sends, that's where I want to be. If He says stay, I'll stay there. If He tells me to speak, I'll speak there.
Amen.
If He tells me to move on, I want to have my bags packed at all days, at all times, to do whatever He wants me to do.
Amen.
And I pray that
Amen.
You're in that spot too. Because I believe in these last days there's going to come a time that God's going to be calling on the people of God to do things that are extraordinary.
Yes.
Amen. Just like it was in the when the church first was born, when Pentecost fully had come and the Holy Spirit started doing a work in men where He would indwell them and lead them and guide them into all truth, into all righteousness, that time is coming.
That's
Amen.
Right.
But what God's got to do first, He's got to clean out. All right, because there's some tears. All right, God's got to glean out. He's got to separate some things. He's got to
Amen.
Take those folks who really believe what they believe is real.
Amen.
Those people who say, yes, God's word is factual. It is the truth. And whatever God's word says, that is what matters.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what CNN says. Doesn't matter what Fox News says. Doesn't matter what Facebook says. Doesn't matter. None of that stuff does not matter. Only the things that God says.
Right.
Because in the Word of God, you're going to find truth, you're going to find love, you're going to find joy, you're going to find happiness. You're going to find the fullness of God wrapped up inside of His Word.
Amen.
And in that, you have a leader, the Holy Spirit, that dwells in you and
Thank
leads you
God.
Into all of those things. That is your life in abundance.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus talked about this in John chapter 10, and if you'll open your Bibles there, I will wait. If you don't have a Bible, we will get you one. Amen. We got this is a church. We got a bunch of them. And this is a building, and we are the church. We've got a bunch of them. My glasses are all over. I fried bacon last night. Y'all ate it this morning. But I've not been able to clean my glasses off of the grease. And it's on my, and so I'm looking down, it's a, like it's a fog in here. And see, I can see you good right now, but when I look at my paper, I can't see nothing.
Get a Braille Bible.
Oh, there you go. Then I got to learn how to read Braille. you know? And does Braille work when you got really calloused fingers? It seems like your letters would run together.
You get to use your toes
instead. No, y'all don't want me to take off my toes or my feet. Oh, look, he's reading his Bible. So, anyhow, by grace, are y'all there in John chapter 10 yet?
Yeah.
Starting in verse 7 and through 10, and then we're going to work on that for a little while. Then Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that came in before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that ye might have life, and that ye might have it more abundantly. Praise God for his word.
Amen.
And you look at there's some things that Jesus is telling us about the world. Amen. He says he tells them again, truthfully, truthfully, I say unto you, I am the way. I am the door. If any man comes in any other way except through me, he was a thief and a robber.
Amen.
There's a lot of people try to get you into salvation some other way than Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
By your works, by how you walk, by how you look, by what you do, by what you don't do. See, it's not about you at all.
Amen.
All right? It's all about what Jesus did. He is the way. The cross of Calvary paved the way from mortal man to immortal God. Right? Immortal? The last forever. All right? The one who dies, the one who lasts forever. All right, so the cross paved that way. He made that way that we could know him. Anybody who came in before, they were thieves and robbers. And what does a thief do? Does he come to bless you? He comes to take from you. He comes to steal out of your pocket. He comes to rob your mind, rob your peace, rob your joy. He comes to take away the things that God has promised you could have if you want to be in him. Now, understand that I know that God moves on a man, and if he doesn't move on a man, he is saved. And I know that the ones who are saved were predestined before the foundation of the world to be saved. I understand that. But you still got a free will.
Amen.
Now, God is outside of our time. He knows who will and who won't.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't. Amen. None of you are God. Not even little God. Right? None of you are. All right, because if I was God, this would have been over a long time ago. And after the flood, well, we're done. Let's start something different. Good thing I ain't God, right? And so he tells us here that he was the door. Everybody else who came in, they did not do the right thing. In fact, Jesus also tells us in that portion of Scripture that if they come in some other way, like over the edge, they come in around the backside, they come in this way and that way. Right? Then they were liars to you. There is no other way to true abundant life than except through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Do you know the one who dies with the most toys? You've heard that saying, the one who dies with the most toys wins? Probably not. The one who dies with the most toys, he dies.
Yeah.
Right? And if those toys were his God, then he goes to hell and his toys stay here.
Amen.
Amen. I bought a lot of secondhand stuff. Amen. In fact, I've never had a new car ever in my life. Never had a brand new one fresh off the lot. Everything I've ever had was secondhand. This may sound weird, but I only had three sisters. So when I wore hand-me-downs, okay, they were my sister's hand-me-downs. Right? So my shirts, they buttoned on the wrong side. Y'all girls know what I'm talking about, right? So they buttoned over here. I didn't know that men's shirts buttoned on this side until I got grown up. Yeah. It's just the way it was, you know. And so anyhow,
you know, that's just weird. We was poor,
all right? And so anyhow, it's just the way life was. Yeah,
you had a shirt, right?
I did have a shirt, amen. And my T-shirts didn't get passed down to nobody, praise God. Anyhow, by looking at that, it's just weird stuff that I came up with in my head. Where was I going? Anyhow, back to what Jesus said. He was the way. And anybody who enters in through him, they will be saved. All right? You shall be saved. If you go through Jesus Christ, you will be saved. But it's through him you must go. And in him you can have that abundance of life. You can have more joy, more peace, more comfort from God.
Right.
And he brings you into this oneness. He says that my sheep hear my voice. That gives me the idea that there may be a lot of people in the pen, right? But only the ones that really belong to him will come when they call, when he calls. Only the people who truly obey the word of God are really the people of God.
Amen.
Right? So you can have a lot of people in a congregation, and when God says get up and go, and half of them get up and go, and the other half don't, or God says keep your church open, you shut it down anyhow, then who are you listening to? What are you trusting? Do you trust Fauci or do you trust Jesus Christ? Amen? And it comes down to something as simple as that. Do you believe, I mean really believe enough that this Bible right here, and you have one, if you don't have one, like I said, I will get you one because you need one, that this here is indeed the Word of Life.
Amen.
Amen. This Bible right here, and it is the King James Study Bible. Well, I don't like the Study Bible, but it is a Study Bible. The King James Bible. This is the one that leads you into fullness of life. It doesn't change. It is perfect in every way. And Jesus is that Word, right?
Amen.
And the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was, this is John chapter 1. The Word was with God. And all things that were made by Him and through Him. And without Him, nothing was made that was made. A few verses later, because he talks about John the Baptizer, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory. The glory of the only begotten of God. Amen? So who is the Word? Say His name.
Jesus.
Amen. Jesus. The Word became flesh. Then and God preserved His Word, the Bible, for us guys. For you guys. That we might have life more abundantly. Now, how do you have that abundant life? Starts with O and ends in A. There's a B in there.
Obey.
Amen. Amen. You got to obey. You got to listen to what He says. Because what Jesus says, I'm going to bring you in, I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to lead you in, I'm going to lead you out. And if you follow me, what are you going to find? Louis Pasture.
Yeah. Peace and joy and all them good
Amen.
Things.
You're going to have the things that you need. What does a sheep need? He needs pasture. He needs a place to eat, to feed, to relax. Psalm 23 says the same thing. Amen. Come on. I will lead you into green pastures, right? Still waters. I'm going to bring you there. Your rod, your staff, they protect me. Amen. Those things that God is wanting us to do. But first, we got to be a people group that is willing to do what the Bible says.
Amen.
If you're not willing to do what the Bible says, don't think that you have salvation. Don't think that you're born again. If you do not do what the Bible teaches, doubt your salvation. All right? You need to doubt it. And then you need to go back to the Word of God and make whatever adjustments need to be made to make sure that you're saved. Because people, a lot of folks have been fooled, and we say this almost every week, by repeat after me. Amen? Repeat after me and you'll be saved. Don't repeat anything after me. After me. Repeat what God says. And He says, if you obey me, then you're my children. If you obey me, then you're my friend. If you remain abiding in me, then you're part of the vine.
That's it.
There's some things you got to do. And it's the stick-to-itiveness. Amen?
Yeah.
It's not just enough to walk up close to the vine. You got to be part of the vine.
Yeah.
You got to be grafted in. And now that grafting takes a husbandman. It takes somebody who knows how to cut you off of one thing and tape you to another thing and make you grow. Praise God for the Father.
Yeah.
Praise God for the Son because He is the vine.
Yeah.
Praise God for the husbandman that wants to cut off the dead stuff.
Yeah.
Now the vine doesn't have a choice about what the Father cuts off of it, but you do. Do you know that? You can refuse the chastening of the Lord. You can say, yeah, God, I hear your voice, but I don't want to do it. I'm going to hang out with all these other goats that are still in the pen. You know what happens when you just hang out with a bunch of pen goats for a long time? You end up eating mud, right? Because the goats will eat everything else up off the ground, and there ain't going to be nothing left for the sheep. Nothing's worse than dirty sheep, right? You got to wash them before you shear them. And God said, listen, my sheep hear my voice. They know my voice. So we can know for sure if you're born again, if you hear what the Spirit says to you.
Amen.
When you're reading the Word of God, and the Word of God illuminates a portion of your life, and you say, yes, God, You want me to stop this? All right, God, I'm willing to stop this. You want me to die to myself that I might live with you? Praise God, I'm ready to let that part of me go that I might have more of you. You know, there's only so much space that you have on the inside of you.
Yeah.
And if you don't, if you only live on the inside of you by your own will, by your own thoughts, by your own desires, you can only grow so big, right? But if you trust your life to Jesus Christ, He makes your boundaries wide.
Amen.
Amen. He expands you. He brings you out of where you are because Jesus needs to lead you from pastor to pastor, from place to place.
Yes.
And He needs a people group that are willing to do what He says to do.
Amen.
All too often, we don't listen to what God says to do because it's not comfortable to me. Again, it's not about you.
Right.
It's not about your salvation. It's about your obedience for His salvation.
Right.
Jesus paid it all. You didn't. Jesus paid the price. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus rose from the grave. Right? Jesus did all those things. Jesus said, no man takes my life from me, but I freely give it. And if I lay it down, I can take it back up again. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we believe that if Jesus tells us to give our physical life away, do we trust Him enough that He can break up another one?
Yes.
Amen. I do because I've lived it.
Amen.
Right? My life before Christ was filled of the things of this world. There was nothing good. You know, we can talk. Man, I got a tickle under my nose.
That's your mustache.
No, I shaved my mustache off last night. I think I just got one hair left. Anyhow, there you go. Welcome to Real Small Church. You can say those things. So, anyhow, giving up the things of this world to gain the things of the promise.
Yes, yes.
Right? And when we give up these things, when we really trust God enough to let go of our heart's desire, of our flesh, and we really start walking in the Spirit, guess what you're going to have more of? Again, the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy,
yes,
peace.
Yes.
You're going to have more confidence. You're going to have more boldness.
Yes.
You're going to be able to stand and proclaim the acceptable day of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen? But there's something you've got to give up before that happens. And I don't know what in everyone's life is stopping them from becoming everything God wants them to be. Well, yes, I do. It's sin in you. It's sin in me. It's me not really trusting God and His Word. Because I can't let go of this to gain that, right? Because, Lord, I need this. I need this. This is my tangible life here on this side. And God's saying, let go of your tangible life and let me give you real life. Real abundant joy.
Amen.
Real abundant peace. Real abundance of the knowledge of the Most High God. But you can't have that and this. That's why John tells us to hate the world. Anybody who loves the world is an enemy of God. Do you really love this world? Do you love it so much that you won't let go of it? If you'll turn over to Romans chapter 8. See, Jesus grants us a choice to choices and consequences, right? Depending on which one you choose or which one you follow, that's the one that you will go to. Either you'll follow your flesh or you'll follow the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, I'm in the wrong chapter here. Pardon me, I'll flip over with you. We're going to start in verse 1 because that's a good spot. I like to start the teaching and the beginning of the teaching. Amen. All that I said to say this. Amen. So here for the next 14 verses, just bear with me and read your Bible. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, all right, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Very important last part of that verse.
Amen.
There's a lot of translations of the Word of God that leave that second part out. All right? If your Bible does not say, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, I suggest you get a more accurate Bible.
Amen.
Amen? Because that is extremely important.
Yes.
If you walk after the flesh, do not expect the blessings of God. Don't expect the abundant life.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk after your flesh, don't even think that you can get there. Because you can't. And he goes on to write. For the law of the Spirit of the life in Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Do you see a theme arising here? Is there something to see there? All right. And for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the carnal mind is death, but the spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is an enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. All right, let me ask you what 8 just said. Those who are in the flesh can not please God. Do you want to be pleasing in the sight of God? Let me ask, do you want to hear when you stand before God, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Amen. You want to hear that? Then you need to, if we got something in this world that we're loving more than God, it's time to kill it. Whatever it is. People, we ain't got a lot of time to get this right. Okay? Young lady passed away yesterday in a house fire, not far from here. I don't know where she stood spiritually, but I guarantee you yesterday morning she did not wake up and say, "Today I'm going to die."
That's right.
She's 21 years old. That's the little spot between her born on date and her left on date. It's only 21 years. And it's heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking. That soul went to the God she served.
Right.
All right. That family is hurting, is mourning. And I'm not trying to pick on sores here, but I don't know which of you have another breath.
Right.
But I do know that today is the day of salvation for you. Today is the day you need to really examine your life and look at the realness of life and death. Because after this becomes the real eternal life. You will either be eternally with the Father, or you're going to be eternally in torment.
Amen.
And like I said, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about you, and you don't really know about me. One thing I do know is if you belong to God, you are to hear His voice.
Amen.
And when you hear His voice, you need to obey His
Amen.
Voice.
Right.
Because it's not just the hearers, but the doers that receive the reward. Amen? Amen? And so, verse 9 says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so. That's an important word again. If so, be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. How are you going to make it to the resurrection? You better have the indwelling Spirit now.
Amen.
Now, because I can't promise you your next breath, but I can promise you if you don't have the indwelling Spirit, the obedience to the Spirit of God, right, when you breathe your last breath here, you will not make it to the first resurrection.
Amen.
You won't make it to the very throne room of God. You're going to miss the mark. Which, by the way, if you don't know, sin is an archery term.
Yeah.
And it means miss the mark. Amen? Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know if any of y'all ever shot bows before. You know, or guns or anything. And you miss. Oh, that's a sin. You're right. That's exactly. You missed the mark. It's a sin. You have the ability. If you practice enough, if you did the right thing, you can hit the mark every time.
Right.
If you do the right thing, if you listen to the Holy Spirit, if you follow the written word of God, then you will hit the mark every time.
Amen.
But you got to take the practice. You got to do the work. See, Jesus paid it all on the cross.
Yes.
He made a way where there was no way. And if we don't hit the mark, then guess what we did? We didn't walk in holiness. We didn't walk in the Spirit. We didn't follow the Word of God. And when we die and we go into eternal judgment instead of eternal glory, it ain't God's fault.
No. Amen.
It's your fault because you chose not to walk in the Spirit. You chose to trust this world more than the promise of the next world to come. Folks, We need to understand that these are real things. Do you really believe what the Scripture is telling you? Now, do you believe it? Do you believe it enough to adjust your life to it? Do you believe it enough to tell your neighbor about it? Because if I saw my neighbor drowning in a pool, I would do whatever it took to get them out of that water. They walk out there, the thaw is just happening, right? There's a lot of folks still out there ice fishing for some reason. Fewer today than yesterday. Right? Those folks who do that kind of stuff, right? You get out on thin ice, it may hold you for a while. It might hold you until you get your hold up. But once you get that ice is weak enough, guess what you go?
Yep.
You go swimming. Yep. Amen? And it is cold water that you dive into. God allows us to walk on thin ice
That's right.
All the time. And only by His grace do we stay on top of the ice. Because judgment is just underneath. What you do really depends where you're going to go.
Amen.
Now, Jesus paid it all. Amen. I'm not taking that, the power of God, away from that. But you have a responsibility to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. As it says, there is no condemnation to those who walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. So if you're walking in the flesh, what does that first part of chapter 8, verse 1 say? If you walk in the flesh, guess what you don't have? The Spirit of God. You don't have the promise. You don't have the promise of no condemnation. Right? If you're walking in your flesh, then you have the promise of condemnation.
Yes.
If you walk in the Spirit, there is no condemnation. So which side are you walking? And that's a very personal question between you and God. See, I can't judge that for you. I really can't. But I got to fix some problems that have been taught for the last 100 years in the body of Christ. Name it and claim it. You know, God wants to bless me with the riches of the world. Never does it say that in Scripture. He wants to bless us with the riches in heaven. Mm-hmm. Amen? But I know people that don't have two dimes to rub together in their pocket, and they have a better reward than the richest people on the planet.
Amen.
Because it's not what you've got, it's what you're going to get.
That's right.
That makes the difference. Mm-hmm. And what you're going to get depends on what you believe in this time, the time of trial. You're being tested. Do you really believe what you say you believe? Is real. Really? Do you trust what God is saying here? Verse 9 says, But if ye are not in the flesh but the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Alright? If you do not, how do you know you have the Spirit of God? What did Jesus say in John 10?
Obedience.
Well, you hear. Right? Because if you don't hear, you can't obey. Alright?
Okay.
So God says, if my sheep hear, they recognize my voice. And He leads them in and out of pasture. He leads them where they're going to be fed the best. Not entertained.
Yeah.
A lot of people go to places they're going to be entertained. Mm-hmm. Wow, did you... folks a couple days ago, they said, y'all go to that charity church? How's the worship?
They're fanatic. There's a crazy lady there. And she wears hats and things. But she prays to the Lord too much.
How's the worship? Amen? Do you have a 12-piece orchestra up here? Do you have the spinning lights and the disco balls? Is the ceiling painted black? Right? Does it feel like you're in a theater when you go in? Mm. I pray this place never gets that.
Amen.
Amen. Because it's not about entertaining you. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to give you direction, to lead you into righteousness. Here to give you direction that you will take this direction, go outside of these walls, and bring other people into the righteousness of God. See, we're supposed to be in the world and not of the world, right? Well, and again, it tells us right there in John, 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Flip over there, because I want to make it, it's in my mind, but I want to make sure that it's right on my tongue. Because any of y'all ever thunk that you thunk? Anybody ever thunk that you had the word right and you had it wrong? So you quote it out of your head and you can't even find it in the Bible.
Where is it? Can you say it again?
Yes, I can. John, 1 John, chapter 2. First John, chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. You can't just start there, can you? You know, as I'm reading it, I mean, I have that down. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That kind of says it right there. Who do you love? Do you love the world? Do you love the things of this world? Do you love the things of this world more than you love the Father? If God says, get rid of some of the stuff that you have here in this world, and you say, no, God, I got to have my stuff. What did you just say to God? You just told God to his face, you don't love him. I would rather have the things of this world. Right? That's what the scripture says here. Love not the world, neither the things of the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth, whoa, there it is again. It's that doeth thing. Do you know you got to do something? There's a doeth here. He that doeth the will of the will of God abides forever. Now, we know that whether you walk in the flesh or you walk in the spirit, you're going to abide forever. But there's one side that's one life and there's one side that's death. You can abide forever in death. This is the second death, right? They're living, but they're not alive. All right, they're in eternity, eternally separated from light, from love, from joy, from peace, from righteousness. Why? Because they love the flesh more than they love the spirit. They walked in their flesh more than they walked in their spirit. They trusted the world more than they trusted God. And he says it right here. There's his three things. And it's the three tools of Satan that he's used from the beginning all the way up until your life today. All right? And it's the pride of... I flipped back over to Romans. I was looking there, trying to find that back in there. Anyhow, there's the three, pride of life, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, right? Yeah. So those three things right there, those are the things of the world. Those are the things that your heart desires. Who here has ever heard follow your heart?
Just follow your heart. It's such a...
Your heart's going to lead you where you need to go. Your heart will lead you straight to hell. All right? Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You follow your heart, you're going to burn forever. Your heart is desperately wicked.
Yes.
There's nothing good in your heart except Christ Jesus. Amen. When you trust Jesus Christ, guess what he gives you? A new heart. Amen? Amen? Yes. Then you're seeking the things of the Lord, not the things of the world. You're seeking the righteousness of God, not the filth and the corruption that we're surrounded with every day. I want my best life now.
Right.
I do. But you know how I'm going to get my best life now? Is trust Jesus Christ with my full life.
Amen.
I need to abide in him. I need to hold on to him. Where he tells me to go, I go. And when I go there, I'm going to find the pasture that I need. I'm going to find the sustenance that I need. I'm going to find what God has for me. And you know what God has for me is better than anything I can come up with on my own. Amen? God, he loves you and he has the best for you.
Yeah.
But you've got to choose him over yourself.
Right, right.
If I can expound on this just a little bit. Growing up, my grandfather kept 100 sheep. We as kids would go out to near the pasture and call G'day, G'day.
Uh-huh.
And the sheep would look at you and go back to whatever they were doing. But if a dog was coming to attack the sheep, they were going to get grain, or a storm was coming, my grandfather would say good day once, and 100 sheep would line up and come to the barn.
Amen.
Never did it to play with them,
yeah.
Always for a particular reason. And ever since Bible study this morning, this has been going through my head.
Oh, has it?
God says, I say good day, you guys line up.
Amen. Amen. The thing is, are you willing to line up when God says good day? If he says come, If he says, get up, if he says, sit still, are you willing to do what God tells you to do?
Whose voice are you hearing saying today?
Thank you. Amen. Yeah. Whose voice are you hearing? Because there are thieves and robbers that are coming in that are saying the same commands to you. But theirs is for your pleasurement of your flesh. See, I can take all of these scriptures that I've already talked about and only tickle your ears.
Yeah.
You know, I could do that and make it just sound a completely different way. If we didn't keep Christ in the middle, if we didn't, not in the middle, on top. He's not in the middle, he's in charge. If we don't keep him in his proper position as God of God, Lords of Lords, as the Alpha and Omega, if we don't keep him there, we start trusting other stuff, we will go astray.
Yes.
Why? Because my heart, my flesh will lead me away from God every single time. Every single time.
That's why we got to surrender.
Amen.
Say, Lord, here's my life. Wherever you put me, I'll serve. And I won't question what you put in my life to make me better.
Amen.
And you have to come to that point. Then
you've got to want it. See, you've got to want it. You've got to really desire that.
Yes, yes.
You've got to desire God more than your own will.
Amen. Yes.
And I know a lot of people say, Curtis, you run a church crazy. You know what? I don't run a church. Did you know that? I am just the mouthpiece that God starts
Amen.
The conversation with.
Amen.
It's not about me. It's all about him. And if this person's got a word of testimony, if that person's got a word of testimony, if you got a word of testimony, long as we keep it in order, there's no reason that any of us can't speak.
Amen.
You know? What happens oftenly... Oftenly, is that even a word? Most times, more times than not, is you get a fella up here that says, "Ooh, I'm the pastor. Look at me. Oh, I got on the shiny shoes and the tie. Ooh, hear me." And he becomes a Nicolaitan,
yeah.
Right? And only I can tell you what God's word says. God hates that. Jesus said, "I hate the spirit of Nicolaitans." And by the grace of God, as long as I have breath in me, that will not be here. And if it is, y'all fix me. Amen? All right, because that's not what the body of Christ is about. Again, back to Romans. If you'll just flip back there. Romans chapter 8. For some reason, I got my tag here in the wrong chapter. So I'm going to put it in the right chapter. Romans chapter 8. I think we left off in 9, right? So we'll start back in 9. But if ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you, and that was the question that we're getting to. How do you know that the Spirit of God dwells in you? There's some evidences of that, right? Now don't check other people's fruit, because, not that you shouldn't do that, but before you check other people's fruit, check your fruit. Amen. Before you complain about the speck in your neighbor's eye, get that stupid
Amen.
Piece of 4x4 out of your own face so you can see past yourself. Right? I need to check my fruit. All right? Before I start worrying about what kind of fruit you're bearing.
Amen.
I don't need to worry about the worms in your apples if I'm covered with worms, right? So I need to clean this vessel. You can do that too. You clean your vessel. And if you clean your vessel and I clean my vessel, guess what we got?
Clean vessels.
You got clean dishes. Amen? Amen. And it won't happen that way. And that's how you know. See, when you're living life and the Spirit of God that dwells in you says, stop right there. Or go a little bit further. Go speak to your neighbor. Well, my neighbor doesn't like me. I didn't tell you that your neighbor doesn't. Just go speak to him. Right? My neighbor, he wears 2 left shoes all the time. So what? Go speak to him. Maybe he'll, maybe that's what he has. Maybe he's got 2 left feet. You ever tried dancing with him? Who knows? See, I'm that way. It's just a mess up here in my head. If the Spirit of God dwells in you, he leads you into righteousness. He tells you what is right and what's wrong. And if you obey him, then you are Jesus' sheep. That's really where it boils down to. Now, if any man say, I have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, then the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Are you living in death today? All right? See, if the Spirit of God is not in you, quickening you to life, and you're just following your own flesh, the flesh is an enemy against God.
Amen.
Right? And if you're following your flesh and not the Spirit, then you're already dead. Praise God for the quickening of the Spirit of God. That God can take a dead, corrupt, decayed corpse, Lazarus, dead in the grave for 4 days, and Jesus spoke his name and he came out. If you've not heard your name called by God, maybe you need to listen up. Because Jesus died for the sin of the world and he calls all of us at one time or another. It's what you do with that call that makes a difference. Do you really, when you hear the call of God, what do you do? Climb into a cave and say, hide me from the Lamb. I don't want to let go of the world, because the world, it's so nice. You know, I got cable TV. There's an old Pink Floyd song back when there's only 100 channels. I got 24 channels of manure on the TV to choose from. I've got electric light. I've got second sight. I've got amazing powers of observation. That's what the world gives you. But none of that comes from God.
No.
Hence, Pink Floyd. Yes. Right? God gives you better things than that.
Amen.
Amen? He lets you see beyond this flesh, beyond the confines of this world, to a better place. Mm-hmm. To a place where there's real peace, there's real joy, yes. There's real life. So you can't stay where you are and go with God.
Yes.
You've got to let go of who you are, where you're at. Trust God and let him lead you into the proper place.
Amen.
Let him bring you into his will, his ways.
Right.
And that means yoking up to Jesus, right? He says, yoke up. That my burden is light. It's easy. When you pull up next to me, man, it's not that the burden is less. It's just easier.
Right. That's
See,
right.
In that whole scenario where Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, if you think of it, you have a trained ox and you have an untrained ox, a young ox and an old ox. The old ox really is still doing all the work.
Yes.
He's just training the young ox. You know, this is when you feel the goad, son, this is where you go. Right? You're chained up to him. If we're chained up to Jesus by the Holy Spirit, if we're chained up to the Word of God by the Holy Spirit, then we will learn as we walk with God.
Amen. Amen.
And when you kick against the goads, isn't that what Jesus told Paul when he changed his name? Amen? Mm-hmm. As long as you kick against, isn't it hard for you to kick against my direction, Paul? Or actually Saul? Isn't it difficult when I'm trying to give you direction? I'm saying, turn this way and you fight against it. And that goat's poking you. Ow. Because, I mean, really, that hurt. That goat is poking you in the shoulder. I think I bruised myself. There's actually a nerve right there. And if you go just in close to the bone, you poke it right there, it hurts. Anyhow, so don't do that to yourself. Verse 10, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. As I live in the righteousness of God, I truly begin to live.
Amen.
Right? As I live in God's righteousness, then life starts streaming up from me. Because that promise, in you is rivers of life. Right?
Yeah.
It's there. It just needs to be unplugged. What do you do to unplug a drain? You get the hair clog out, right? Have you ever thought of your life as a hair clog? Right? God's power is trying to flow through you, but what's stopping it? Years of gunk stuck in your pipes. You know, you need some holy Drano. You need Jesus, the righteous plumber, to come and unclog you.
That's right.
Through the Word of God, he takes and he runs that snake through you and gets the water running proper. All you need to do is trust him enough to allow the master mechanic to do the stuff that needs to be done. Now, even, I know that when I said that, I saw your faces because I'm standing on this side. Look, y'all really know what I'm talking about, okay? How pleasant is that plug when you pull it to the surface? All you need is a cracker, right? It was really a disgusting thing. I'm sorry. All the girls went, and the guys went, oh. between the two. Well, if that is what sin is in our life, that's what it looks like walking in the flesh to God. You think that it works good, right? But until God takes that thing in you and you allow him to pull that disgustingness out of your life, that's when the Holy Spirit can start working freely through you. I don't know what's clogging your pipes today, but I know that Jesus knows how to get it out of you.
Amen.
All you have to do is surrender your will to his will. And as you do that, amen, as you do that, God will cleanse you. And he will make you perfect, mature in all things. And he will grant you life, and not just life, but life more abundantly. Amen.
No worries.
No worries.
You're going to get there.
Amen.
And whatever happens in your life is to make you more like Christ.
Amen.
Once we realize that, we don't fight it.
Mm-hmm.
We say, okay, Lord. And then we have that wonderful life.
Amen. It's there, isn't it? Isn't it, sister? Yeah, I love you so much. You're such a sweetheart. But you're absolutely right. John 3:3. Yeah, everybody knows John 3:16. Did you, anybody ever read the rest of the chapter? John says it this way to the rabbi, to the Pharisee that came to him, Nick at night, right? Nicodemus. And he said, verse 3, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That word see there is very important. It means to understand. See, unless you're born again, you can't even understand you're trapped by your flesh. Unless you're born again, you don't even know your pipes are clogged, right? You're used to the little trickle, and you're fine with the little trickle because I got a little trickle. But God says, if you will let me cleanse you, if you will let me bring you into the right relationship with me, if you will allow my spirit to live in you, then I will expose your knowledge to the knowledge of the Most High God.
Yes.
Then you can see God. I mean, not face to face, but you can see his evidence in life. You can see the realness of love and grace and mercy. You can see those things. You can see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Right? Without being born again, you can't even, you can't fathom it. You can't understand God's righteousness, his love. Oh, but at that point, when you relax in Jesus Christ,
amen,
when you hear his voice and you say, yes, God, that's what I need.
Amen.
And even if you're born again right now, right, you've already accepted Jesus, but you notice the water's running a little slow. Amen? Your house is built, right? You got a promise from God, but your water's running slow. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's time to come back to Jesus and say, hey, check my pipes.
Yes.
Right? Check my pipes. Let's have a physical exam here, a spiritual exam here. Check your salvation.
Amen.
Right? You need to check that salvation. Are you really saved? Are you experiencing the fullness of the Spirit of God in your life? It's not that God doesn't supply you all of the Spirit, but often our flesh stops the flow of the Spirit through us. It's time to take some of that gunk out of your life.
Amen.
Because you cannot go where he's going and stay where you're at. You must be born again, or you can't even understand. You can't wrap your mind around what God has for you. He goes on and talks about some things in there. We all know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, right? We all know that. Verse 17 says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God loves you so much that he sent the plumber to unclog your pipes, right? He sent him to you to make it run free. And he that believeth on him, on Jesus, is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. All right? God's saying, listen, I want my spirit to work through you easily with no obstructions.
Right. Amen.
But we got to believe that enough to allow him to take the obstruction out of our life.
Amen.
Because we all were born with a natural obstruction. You're all sinners. all of us have sinned and come short of the glory. How many is all? All. What makes you a not sinner? Jesus. Obeying his word. Being cleansed daily by the washing of the water of the word. Daily. That's an important time. It means every day. And why doesn't it happen? Why does condemnation even happen? It tells us in verse 19, and this is condemnation, that light is come unto the world, and men love their darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought or worked in God. Looking at that portion of Scripture here, and the thing that we're talking about in abundant life, the free moving of the Spirit of God through your life, the thing that stops God moving through your life with the frequency and the abundance is our flesh, amen, is our evil. Right. And why doesn't the Spirit move through the church the way that it's supposed to? The church loves their evil more than they love God. Amen. Right? That's hard. But it's true. And I want the best for you. Right. I want the best for me. Mm-hmm. I want that abundant life that Jesus promised.
Right.
But what I got to do, what you got to do, is obey the word of God, yeah, confess your evil, call the plumber. Amen? Call Jesus Christ in prayer. Fall on your face before him. Confess your sin. He's faithful and just to forgive you your sin.
Praise him.
He wants to cleanse the clog out of you. He wants to give you the free running of the Spirit. His greatest desire is for us to know him.
Amen.
Right? And the only thing that's stopping that is your love for the world more than the love for the light.
Amen.
We love our evil more than we love God. So why isn't the church what it needs to be? False doctrine.
Yeah.
There's not enough preachers up here preaching this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's not enough preachers saying, be holy because he's holy. There's not enough deacons. There's not enough Christians that have intestinal fortitude enough. There's another word that was coming to my mind, but we're not a men's group. Amen. That have the courage to say, this is light, this is darkness. This is righteous, this is evil and unrighteous. This is life, this is death. And Jesus came to set you free from the death, from the sin that so easily besets us. All right, what are you going to do with this message? I don't know. I really don't know. But I'm praying that you will seek that abundant life in your physical life. And if you're not experiencing the abundance of God's blessings right now, and remember, blessings does not mean wealth, worldly wealth. The blessings of God are a broken and a contrite heart, right? The blessings of God are being able to be humble.
Amen.
The blessings of God is to be the least and consider the most. Amen? The blessings of God is the indwelling, the full indwelling of the Holy Spirit on you. That's what the blessings of God is. It's because this whole world, like we looked at, this whole world's burning. It's going away. Nothing here is real.
No.
You know? It's all an illusion.
Yes.
The only thing that's continuative, that's solid, eternal, is your relationship with God. The only thing you're bringing to heaven with you, the only crown you're going to have, the crown of your glory, will be those you helped come to know Jesus. That's it. So what you doing with that?
Oh, well, we came to church Sunday morning. We heard this.
I don't care. What are you going to do outside of these walls? Are we feeding the hungry? Are we clothing the naked? Are we really caring about the lost? There, people, the closer we get to the end of this time, the closer we get to the coming of Jesus Christ, the closer we get to that, there's going to be more and more people that are absolutely lost and hurting and desiring something.
That's right.
Yeah.
Where are they going to get it from? Where are they going to find that peace if we don't have it? If we don't have the full indwelling of the Holy Spirit and our pipes are not cleaned out, how is the rest of the world going to be watered by the Spirit of God? I know God does all the work. Don't get me wrong. But He has chosen broken vessels to water cracked pots. Amen? Think about that. If you're watering your plant, do you want to take a whole 5-gallon bucket of water and dump it out on it, or do you want a few cracks in it to water it gently? See, God wants us to water gently. But we got to have a cleansed a unit that's able to be used, a body that's able to be used.
Yes.
One walking after the Spirit and not walking after the flesh. Again, I don't know what you're going to do about that, but I got some adjustments to make. Amen? What song you got, brother?
Trust and Obey, 325.
Oh, amen.
That
would be a good one to end up with. Well, come on up. 325. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I could bring the piano down to you.
I'm sure you could.
325, Trust and Obey. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll sing His song. Father, I thank You so much, Lord, for Your word. I thank You, Father God, for the moving of the Holy Spirit amongst the body, Lord Jesus. I pray we would always be a body that wants to be moved by You, to be brought in close, that we would hear Your voice, that we would obey Your voice, that You would use us, conduits, all I can think of, an extension cord. Lord, let us bring the power from heaven to the needy place. Allow us to be used like that. Lord, we thank You and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Trust and obey. Stand to your feet, sing like you.